Yes.
Tell me more about this one. How did this come together? What's happening in this sculpture?
Okay, so, well, first I'll like describe the materials that you're seeing. So this is a shot that's from the floor looking up. And it is a steel armature. So there's pencil rod. Pencil rod is like quarter inch steel rod that has been bent and welded to itself. And then the outside is a knit, like a loom knit that you get to like make hats. So it's a long tube that I made out of this yarn. And then I sew the yarn into the form. So that's where it gets really tight in some areas. And then it's called 48 because there are 48 eye hooks that line up top. And then I've taken the yarn, the same yarn that I used to make the sculpture, and tied it back up to the wall. And this piece was a response piece to a group show that I was a part of when I was in my master's program that was called Hope is a Horizon. Mm-hmm. And the call was to interact with this horizon line that you see in the like purplish pink that goes across the photo. And I wish, I get a lot of really great responses to this piece, and I really wish there was more of a backstory to this, but it was one of those things that the call for the show came out, and I had a lot of other deadlines happening at the same time. And the armature itself, it's just a demo piece that I made to show my students how to weld and how quick you can make a form. And I'm deeply invested in armature, like that's my bread and butter. And so I can whip out an armature pretty quick out of steel. And so I just made this in the period of a class to show them how to weld, and then also to demonstrate how to like grind down bad welds. And then I had just been experimenting with this loom kit because I bought it on a whim, and I was just making really, really long tubes, and I didn't have any idea what I was going to do with them. And then the show call happened, and I was like, they literally were laying next to each other in my studio, and I was like, oh, that one goes on top of that one, and then I'll sew it up. And then I had this idea of like attaching it to the wall in this way, and how it's attached, it does start to lift up the sculpture, which I think that's really cool. So that's like my super quick resolve to this prompt. When I think about it more, the concepts that I was playing with as these two things were just happening as like sort of background exercises, this was right when I was starting to articulate what would become my thesis work around the two concepts of cheap and worth. And I was looking a lot through material of like how material communicates like hierarchies, and how there's hierarchy within craft materials of like basically like the synthetic super 90s highlighter colors that I have going on here. It would not ring high on the hierarchy of craft material. It's pretty low down. And thinking about like tackiness as like a defiant act. And what does it mean to like carry, like hold in place a tacky material, a low class material, onto like a very high formal, high concept space, and like how do they fit and what happens in those spaces. And then also thinking about like the strings sort of as this metaphor of how like of collective action, of you know, of bearing a weight across many different points, because like yarn, as loosely as I've tied it, should not be able to lift steel. But you know, when you have that many of them with that concerted effort in this amount of space, it can start to do other things. So these are some afterthoughts that I had like once I started to explore it. But it really just was like, I had this, I had that, I have a deadline, I have a corner. Okay, let's go.
Now, how big is this? It looks really big from the picture.
Yeah, it's so the horizon line was 4 feet. So it's jetting out a good like 4.5 feet from the corner. Mm-hmm. And then the piece itself is probably about 5 feet long, 4 feet long, nice. 4.5 feet. Yeah.